hear snatches of their conversation. The merchant at first explained that he was on his way to an estate of his, which was situated only one station distant. Then, as usual, they began to talk about prices, about trade, and how Moscow does business at the present time. And then they discussed the fair at Nizhny Novgorod. The merchant's clerk began to tell about the merrymaking at the fair, of some rich merchant whom both of them knew. But the old man did not let him finish. He began to tell about the merrymakings which had taken place in former times at Kuanovino, and which he himself had enjoyed. He was evidently proud of the share which he had taken in them, and with manifest delight he related how he and this same common acquaintance had once got drunk at Kuanovino, and played such tricks that he had to tell about it in a whisper, whereat the clerk burst into a hearty fit of laughter which filled the whole carriage, and the old man also laughed, displaying two yellow teeth. Not expecting to hear anything interesting, I got up to go out on the platform until the train should start. At the door I met the lawyer and his lady, talking in a very animated manner as they walked.
"You won't have time," said the sociable lawyer. "The second bell will ring in a moment."
And in fact I had not even time to walk to the end of the carriage before the bell rang. When I got back to my place, the lively conversation